Hi, this is Nadine Dietz, host of CMO Moves. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thanks so much for stopping by today and to give you a quick overview on what to expect. CMO Moves is all about game-changing leaders, their incredible journeys, the moves that they've made, and most importantly, their personal stories of how they got to be the leaders of some of the world's most exciting brands. I hope you'll enjoy their stories as much as I do and take away a few tips and some inspiration for your day. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I have Casey Herbus with me, who is the CMO of Quicken Loans. Casey, hi, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Nadine. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I've been very excited to talk to you for a couple months now, ever since we first really properly met over the phone, because you have such an amazing story and so many cool things to share. So can't wait to jump in. But why don't we start by you giving us a little bit of background about your current role and why you decided to take that on?
Yeah. So Nadine, I'm the chief marketing officer with Quicken Loans in downtown Detroit. And I joined the organization 17 months ago. Before that, I spent 24 years in the automotive industry, 17 years at BBDO, which was the agency of record for Chrysler. And I transitioned over to FCA, so Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, where I was the Fiat marketing director for 7 years and had the blessed opportunity to join Quicken Loans in April of 2017. And it's been an amazing experience being part of a large company in downtown Detroit and being part of the revitalization and all the great things that are happening in our fair city.
Yes. And amazing. We were just chatting before we jumped on the call. You're my second guest on CMO Moves that is a huge Detroit supporter, Deborah Wall being the first one. And just the stories you and Herb shared with me about all the wonderful things that are happening in Detroit right now is so interesting. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, and just happened to be talking to Deborah last week and welcomed her back. She was actually a client of mine back in my agency days when she was at Chrysler. And, well, you know, the revitalization and what's happening in downtown Detroit is a story that continues to be told and is far from over. If you've had a chance to be here, you know, over the last 5 years, the amount of activity, building, people that are coming in downtown Detroit, whether it's living, a lot of companies have moved to downtown Detroit in the technology, media, and we'll talk about marketing in the marketing space. It's just being born and raised here to see it happening in the city that I love and I've grown up in. It's just awesome. Being able to share it with my parents, you know, who were born and raised here, but haven't been downtown in 20, 30 years, to my children that have a great city to come to and spend time in. It's a special place and we're, you know, fortunate to be here during a special time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I'm going to have to come visit and see what you're talking about for myself one of these days. But about downtown Detroit, you mentioned to me that Quicken Loans is the largest employer in downtown Detroit. Is that correct?
Yeah. So Quicken Loans in downtown Detroit, we have over 17,000 team members in downtown Detroit spread out over dozens of buildings and properties. We moved down here 10 years ago. And what started off as 1,000 or 2,000 team members, we're now over 17,000. And it's really interesting, Nadine, is when you talk to the millennials and younger, you know, our younger team members, we have over 3,500 of which live in the city, in which they're not living in the suburbs or the areas that, you know, where it was very commonplace to be. And so it's really interesting to see the millennials loving and embracing what's happening here in the city.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about how you then recruit some of these millennials onto your team. I mean, because it's Detroit, is it because it's Quicken Loans? Is it because it's downtown? Like all of the above, like what makes everybody excited to go to work? Because you've also been voted one of the best places to work, right?
Yeah. And the you know, Quicken Loans has traditionally been the culture that Dan Gilbert, who's our chairman, started over 32 years ago. We have the foundation of the isms, and those are the guiding principles of how we live our lives inside the walls of Quicken Loans. And over the years, as we've acquired new properties, built out spaces, and we're all in a recruiting war, quite frankly. You know, as we look at hiring technology team members, marketing, I mean, the competition is stiff, and we think we've got the right culture, the right environment to foster innovation and being tech forward thinking, but also our physical space. The amount, again, as I'm shared with you, 3,500 of which our team members live downtown. Primarily, they're all the younger, you know, the younger millennials. millennials, maybe a little bit of a younger Gen X, but they just love being downtown and being part of everything that's happening. And we see that as a really distinct marketing and recruiting opportunity when we're looking at talent. We continue to see that as we have interns here. Nadine, we have over 1,100 interns that spend each summer with us, and we get the feedback of how much they just love being in the city and being able to take advantage of everything that's going on.
Wow. Okay. Let me make sure I heard that number right. 1,100 interns?
1,100 interns. We'll have upwards of 18,000 applicants, of which, you know, we consider and bring them in. On my team, we're primarily an in-house marketing team. I had 42 interns this summer, and we love having them. We actually have interns year-round at the company. We love having them there. They serve a great purpose, obviously, in helping us continue on our goals and objectives. But we also use it as a recruiting tool. Most of my team, so I have 240 team members, 35% of which came from internships. It's helped us develop a really nice farm system as we've continued to grow.
Okay, I'm so impressed. And not only is that an incredible volume that you're working with there already, but has such an important impact on the development of these young professionals, and so they can figure out what they want to be when they grow up, right?
Yeah, and that's important when we bring in younger team members, helping them understand career framework, career pathing. The amount of opportunities that our younger team members have when they join Quicken Loans is limitless. We encourage shadowing, spending time in different areas of the business that they may be interested in. I just spent this morning talking. I was doing one-on-ones with team members outside of my group, and I come to find out how interested they are to join marketing, and this is where their interests and passion lie. And I end up doing a lot of recruiting internally from team members that want to be part of our marketing team.
Okay, so now let's talk about how cool the marketing is, because you guys have been on a fast track. Tell me a little bit about your growth and what you guys have been doing.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll fast forward 30 some odd years. I mean, Dan Gilbert started the company out of a, you know, one office space back in 1985. And fast forward to this past January, where we were named America's largest lender. That was absolutely a huge moment in our company's history. And along the way, the marketing, you know, we've been very fortunate to have the ability to build a big brand with Quicken Loans, and now more so with Rocket Mortgage over the last 10, 15 years. Very fortunate. We have really strong share of voice. I think the creative that we're doing, whether it's with my in-house creative team or at times with outside creative agencies, we continue to do very, very interesting work in the marketplace that, you know, elevates the brand, but also communicates, you know, our brand purpose and service that we want to provide our clients.
I love the fact that you just mentioned the word purpose. Can I ask, what is the purpose of Quicken Loans?
Well, the purpose for us is very, very simple. We want to put Americans in homes. And what do we need to provide as a company, organization, culture to help a person realize the ultimate American dream of being a homeowner, whether that be preparing them to enter that phase of their life, of their searching for a home? We have other brands and products within the Quicken Loans or the Rock family of companies that we're able to help with a real estate search. Maybe there's a credit repair, debt consolidation. But at the end of the day, the main purpose is we want to be able to put Americans in homes.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So you were talking about all the great marketing that you're doing and working with agencies. And because you have such a strong agency background yourself, tell me a little bit about your philosophy about in-house versus outsourcing talent.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Nadine. I get asked that question a lot, and I've learned along the way. So I spent 17 years at BBDO, which is, you know, one of the largest agencies in the country. I spent 17 years there. Then I transitioned and had a traditional corporate marketing role at FCA, overseeing the Fiat business in North America. And then moving over to Quicken Loans, I mentioned earlier, we're primarily in-house. The agency was built in-house over the last decade. So now we're over 240 team members with our in-house marketing team. We have over 100 team members in creative, and then all the other facets, media, social, CRM, direct mail, etc. So it's very interesting going from agency to client to now being a CMO of a in-house agency. Some of the upsides that I see are absolutely I have team members that are undoubtedly close to the business. They're fully integrated with, you know, what I call still clients. I have an agency mentality. I have plenty of clients around the organization. So my team members work very closely with either banking or HR, which we call Pulse, or operations, and helping our clients, bring their strategies and plans to life. And we can move very, very quickly. Nadine will do over 13,000 assets on an annualized basis, 1,400 videos. We crank a lot of assets supporting our brands. But if you were to ask me what is one of the biggest challenges, and it's something I've learned, is I need to find myself making sure that I'm pushing the creative, pushing the ideas. One of the things I've learned is maybe what could easily happen in an in-house agency is a creative team, whether it's creative, media, whatever the facet might be, we'll call it play it safe and start bringing work to me or our CEO that only we like. I used to call that back in my corporate marketing days, that was a boardroom focus groups where you're just bringing work that doesn't push the brand, but you're just bringing work that you know that sells. So I challenge the creative team to make me feel uncomfortable. Let's take risks. Let's push the envelope. I'm a big believer that, you got to look over the edge once in a while, and you don't know unless you can look down.
Yeah, that's a really interesting perspective. And that doesn't mean, though, that you don't work with outside agencies, right? Didn't you just announce you brought a new agency on board?
Yep. So we over the years, we have at times worked with outside agencies. Rocket Mortgage was in the Super Bowl, will be 3 years ago, in which we worked with an outside creative agency. This past year, with our Keegan-Michael Key translator campaign, we worked with an outside agency, Huge, which has an office in Brooklyn and Detroit. And we've always traditionally, Nadine, had a media planning and buying agency, and we put that business up for review in Q4 of 2017, and we just announced here within the last 30 days that we consolidated all of our media planning and buying from three different agencies to one, and we announced a partner of Universal McCann, which we're really excited. We're just literally onboarding them as we speak and, moving towards our 2019 planning.
Okay, so congratulations to you and to them. Can't wait to see what you guys do together. So you talked about some of these big campaigns that you're able to do, both from an internal creation perspective, but also partnering with agencies. What are some of your favorite moments?
I've had a few favorite moments. I mean, with Quicken Loans, the Super Bowl campaign we did this past year, where we introduced Keegan-Michael Key, who's a native Detroit actor and comedian. We introduced him as our translator. That was a long, enduring process. We went to several agencies and asked for creative concepts, and through, our internal process and testing, we came to the conclusion that we found the right idea, and then we found the right character and talent to help bring that. That is a campaign that I'm really, really proud of that we've done here for Quicken Loans. We've done some really unique work in the digital and social space. I mean, even though mass media and the broadcast linear space is still the highest reach, highest mass medium, I mean, we are spending more and more time developing custom, contextual, relevant content in the digital and social space. And so there are some projects there that, don't have we'll call it the notoriety of a Super Bowl or, another big, large platform. But in my mind, being able to speak to unique audiences in the sports, esports, as particularly now with as much emphasis we place on digital video and on the social media platforms, I'm really proud of some of the work that we're continuing to roll out in those spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. Very exciting times. And reminds me, I just released a podcast this morning with Lee Applebaum, and his story is so interesting because Patron, he's the CMO of Patron and Grey Goose, but Patron, there was zero presence of Patron on the internet from Patron when he took on Patron. Like, they didn't even have a social media person in place or anything else, but there was so much happening on social media because consumers were talking about Patron, that he just had to get his arms around this and participate in the conversation. So his journey was really, how do you go from zero to hero? Like, how do you think about social media? How do you build your team? How do you think about that?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Nadine. And I would share with you, I mean, one of the things that really attracted me to joining Quicken Loans, and long before I joined, we've been a disruptor and a leader in the fintech space. And that includes also from a marketing standpoint. So we started our social media presence years ago, and in the simplest form, it was we needed to listen. We need to listen to our clients. We have a super robust defensive social program in place in which if people, you know, clients, you can imagine when you're either going to refinance or purchase a home, there's a lot of interaction that you need to have. There are moments of tension during that process. And more people obviously take to the social media airwaves, if you will, to express concern or ask questions or whatever it may be. We have a defensive social program where we're working 365 days a year, 16 hours a day, where we're able to, at the speed of light, address concerns that a client may have. And everybody up to our chairman has optics to a client's concern. So that's one area is on the defensive. And on the offensive, meaning continue to build the brand, we spend a lot of time with the Facebooks, the Twitters, and Snapchats of the, and YouTubes of the world. We're spending monthly. They come into our office, and we can move very, very quickly. That's another great thing that I enjoy about leading the Quicken Loans marketing team. We can move very, very quickly. So being at the forefront and working with some of the social media platforms and bringing alphas and betas and never been done before programs and bringing our brand and attaching our brand to it is super exciting. We continue to do that. I have a content studio team, so they're constantly thinking of ideas either related to cultural moments or holidays. Or, you know, I use the great example of, if you recall 2 years ago when that giraffe was having a baby in the zoo, everyone in the world was talking about it. How you take advantage of those moments and introduce and organically bring the brand into those conversations. We have a team dedicated to just developing that type of storytelling and, you know, helping work with other, whether it be a holiday or an event, and borrow equity from each other.
Okay, so very, very interesting. I love how you frame that up to defensive versus offensive. You reminded me of this when you mentioned that you have the Facebooks of the world coming in and sitting down and working with you. A friend of mine who used to run digital marketing for Gap was telling me that one of her big aha moments was when Facebook was actually coaching her that the content creation of the future is really a content person, like you said, you have sitting right next to a performance marketer.
Yeah, so, yeah. And our content team sits hand in hand with the media, the brand, and the creative team. And really interesting, I've seen over the last few years, Nadine, is more and more of all media companies, but particularly the social media platforms, they have these creative, you know, we'll call them gurus and consultants that will have them come in and sit with us, and I'll lift up the sheets, if you will, on a confidential brief. Or if we were to do Super Bowl, you know, we showed last year, we brought in Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter months before the Super Bowl because we wanted to work with them to develop additional content ideas that they know would be a best practice for their platform. So leaning, you know, you have to be confident enough to bring somebody in, but I'm a big advocate of leaning in and, you know, utilizing and leveraging your partners to the fullest extent.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of partners, and I want to go back to something you said in the beginning, and we talked about the culture that you are privy to being part of, but also have to continue to lead as CMO. You have the voice, but you said you partner very, very closely with your PR teams to continue to foster the culture at Quicken Loans. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yep. So relative to public relations, and again, I've been at different organizations where public relations could be part of marketing. They could be clearly separated. At Quicken Loans, they're a partner of ours physically. You know, physically, they sit right next to me. But in every course of action that we take, and they are involved with us as we go along a process. So a Super Bowl would be a great example from last year as we were concepting and as we looked at more and more concepts and we came down to a shorter work list. The first group I have is I sit with PR and we go through the concepts. One is to think about the story, you know, the storytelling, the positioning, but also it's great to work with a partner like that that maybe has a different lens on something you're maybe going to show, say, do, just to make sure, because the last thing anybody wants is a surprise on any platform, but particularly the biggest stage. But, you know, we partner very closely with our PR team on everything we do, and, you know, having open, honest communications and workflow. I mean, it only benefits the organization as a whole.
Absolutely. And when it comes to working together on the internal communications, can you tell me a little bit about that process and how it feeds into the culture?
We have something at Quicken Loans, which we call the talent brand. That's actually part of marketing. And talent brand is, you know, the brand that the way we present the brand inside our hallways and outside our hallways. So internally, when you need to communicate with 17,000 people, it's not easy. I have never been anywhere that places as much emphasis on trying to be as close as we can to the people. Our CEO, Jay Farner, he holds monthly live TV talk shows. He does multiple broadcasts, Q&A sessions, so on and so forth. So marketing actually works very, very closely with our internal PR communications team in developing content. If you were to come to some of our internal meetings, Nadine, you would think you're at a Hollywood award show. I mean, it's just we love to educate, entertain, and also engage our internal clients, which are our team members, every step of the way. So we have a really robust internal communications team that I have got my marketing team help support.
Great. Wow. And that's really neat. I would love to see an episode and come in and see your entertainment and your razzle dazzle. Why not?
Well, I've started my own little show concept. It's Hot Wings with Casey, where I eat six wings at various degrees of ungodly hot chicken wings, and I ask fellow leaderships questions, and we try to keep a straight face, but it's been a big hit so far around the hallways. Everyone keeps yelling at me, chicken guy, when I walk by.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about you for a bit, because you're kind of a humorous guy. Where do you get your sense of passion and humor from?
I don't know if anyone's ever asked me that. I mean, it's just kind of who I am. I mean, I love being around people. I've always been a pretty extroverted. I was telling somebody earlier today, you know, back when I grew up, I got decent grades in school, but if you ever looked at my behavioral chart or, you know, listen, my dad never looked at my grades. He always looked at the teacher's comments. And, you know, I was always a pretty active kid in the classroom, outside of the classroom, and pretty extroverted. You know, I really value friendships and relationships to the highest degree. I really honor, you know, having close interpersonal working trust-based relationships with my coworkers, with partners, whomever it may be. This is a pretty fun business. To be able to have a platform to express myself and have fun, I mean, that's every person's dream.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I'm looking at your picture on my screen right now, and you just look like you're happy all the time. I love it.
It's you know, when you work at a great company in your hometown and being part of doing a lot of special things, you know, not only in Detroit, but in Cleveland and Phoenix, and it's easy to smile.
So unfortunately, we're coming up close to the end of our time. So I have a few more questions for you, and I have to limit them to a couple because there's so much I want to talk to you about. Okay. But the big one for me is, what were some of your pivotal points in your career or things you discovered or learned that shaped your thinking today?
Great question. A couple of different things. I mean, you know, growing as a young person in this business, as we all probably have, I was fortunate enough to have some leaders that I looked up to as mentors. I worked with car dealers my first 17 years, of which, you know, if you've ever been around a car dealer, I mean, they are some of the most savvy, smart businessmen and women that this country has. So I was really fortunate to be around some smart, talented, savvy people along the way. That was a big early part of shaping, you know, earlier in my career. And then I had the chance to join Fiat and, you know, working. That was at the time when Fiat, the Italians had come over and there was a lot of European leadership in place. I was really blessed to work for who I think is, and I know is one of the smartest CMOs, particularly in automotive, Olivier Francois. And he taught me a lot, traveling the world and helping launch a brand. That taught me a lot. And now, you know, Quicken Loans, we've got some, you know, amazing talent and leadership, and Dan Gilbert, who is our chairman, and Jay Farner, who's our CEO, that have been at the company 23, 35 years and are inspirational. And so I've just been fortunate to be around, you know, a lot of people that helped shape who I am as a person, but also, you know, provided me opportunities to get me where I'm at today.
Excellent. And if you had one burning tip for someone who wanted to grow in their career and become a CMO, what would it be?
I'm going to give you two. And these are ones that I tell, I don't care if you're a seventh grader, which I'll tell my daughter's class this, or you've been in the business 30 plus years. There's two of them. One is, it's a Warren Buffett quote. It takes you 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about it, you might do things a little bit different. I use that relative to your social, you know, how we utilize social media, whether it's myself as a 47-year-old or a young college intern. Just absolutely preach being careful there and being smart. And then the second thing, which I preach to everybody, is never burn a bridge, because you'll never know when you're going to have to cross it again. I see it every day. There's bridges to be crossed. I don't care where you're at in life. And just be careful you don't burn them.
Really good advice. Absolutely. Casey, this is it. My last question for you. If you could be doing anything in the world right now, money and talent, no object, and it can't be what you're actually doing right this second, so it has to be something different, what would you do?
I have a passion for giving back. I've always enjoyed spending time with children. I did Big Brother, Big Sister and coaching. So hopefully I might do this when I retire, is be a teacher and a coach.
I love it. And a very common theme. It's amazing how many chief marketing officers love to teach and coach. And it's just reflective of what I believe is the most important part of the role, which is being a servant leader. So interesting. Very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with me. And thank you for being on CMO Moves. It's been a real pleasure to have you as my guest.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I really, truly enjoyed it.
I did too. So I'm going to be coming to Detroit to participate in one of your meetings. I'm going to see your chicken wings video.
Yes.
And I'm going to enjoy the lovely surroundings of this revitalized Detroit.
Yeah, we'd love to have you here.
Excellent. Okay. I'll let you know. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.